Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Coming Out of the Wilderness Entertainment Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Joseph Howard in Phoenix, Arizona, and my co-host is the lovely and highly talented Dr. Monica D. Handy of Chicago, Illinois. We welcome you this morning to listen in and understand and comprehend what we're trying to say. We're coming to you with a sincere information that we are having concerning domestic violence and abuse. Certainly this is something that's very sensitive and something that's very personal, yet it's something that's happening all over throughout the country. It knows no gender lines, it knows no religious lines, any organization boundaries. Domestic violence and abuse is something that is real, hurtful, and it's a cancer in this country. So we just want you to dial up, listen in to what we have to say. First, we want to talk about domestic violence this morning, domestic violence and abuse, which is something that many people are uncomfortable talking about. Domestic violence is not a problem in my community. These are common myths that are going wrong around the country today. People just don't want to admit. And just like anything else, if it's something that's in denial, you're not going to really seek to get any help. Another myth that's very prevalent in this country is domestic violence only happens to poor women and women of color. Domestic violence happens in all kinds of families and relationships. Persons of any class, culture, religion, sexual orientation, marital status, age, and sex can be victim or perpetrators of domestic violence. Some people deserve to be hit. This is another common myth. When things go wrong, no one deserves to be abused, period. The only person responsible for the abuse is the abuser. Physical violence, even among family members, is wrong and against the law. Alcohol use, drug use, and stress do not cause domestic violence, but you'll find with many people who are abusers, this is the reason that they stand on. They may go along with domestic violence, but they do not cause the violence. Abusers often say they use these excuses for their violence. Generally, domestic violence happens when an abuser has learned and chooses to abuse. So we want our listeners to understand that it is a choice. Domestic violence is rarely caused by mental illness, but is often used as an excuse for domestic violence. Now, you have to understand that it can really be caused by mental illness, but a lot of times this excuse is prevalent among the abusers. Domestic violence is a personal problem between husband and wife. And sometimes when you delve into the situation where it's a husband and wife who are participants, you have to understand that domestic violence affects everyone. About 1 in 3 American women have been physically or sexually abused by a husband or boyfriend at some point in their lives. Health concerns cross a woman's lifespan all across the country. Now, we want you to understand that while we just went over that little information, it probably was 2 minutes. There's already 2 people from the time that we came on the air, there's already 2 people somewhere in this country who have been victimized by domestic violence and abuse. That's how real it is, and that's how real we're going to deal with it. So we want to let Dr. Handy to come in, and we want her to discuss what's going on when it comes to domestic violence and abuse. Now, we have a project that she and I have worked on through Coming Out of the Wilderness Entertainment Productions, and it's something that we believe that can get a message across, and we're going to let her talk about it. Dr. Handy, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Howard, for such a wonderful introduction. And you hit upon so many points. First of all, the one that I like to address first is misplaced responsibility. It is usually 8 times out of 10, I'll say, the one who is being abused that accepts the responsibility for being abused. There's so much shame connected to the trauma, to the actual happening of abuse that happens to the woman. And it's not only women being abused, it's men as well. I know that you're not just spouting facts off the top of your head. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, you wrote a book entitled Battered Clergy from Victim to Victor. It's a novel of fiction, but it hits upon some facts that you laid out for us this morning. And from that novel, I've written a play entitled You Reap What You Sow, which will debut here in Chicago on June 6th and 7th. That kind of gives a voice to what we've been talking about this morning.
Okay, for our listening audience, can you give them the information concerning where they may purchase tickets and also the information on the venue where the stage play will be held?
I sure can. Once again, the title of the play is You Reap What You Sow. It will debut June 6th and 7th, which is a Saturday and Sunday, right here in Chicago, Illinois, at the Victory Cathedral Multiplex. Now, that multiplex is located at 10441 South Racine, and ticket sales begin tomorrow on the 9th, and you can purchase tickets right at the very convenience of your own fingertips by going to www.brownpapertickets/events/1586297. Once again, that's www.brownpapertickets/events/1586297. Those are for Saturday matinee ticket sales. We also have another link for the Sunday dinner theater, and that link for ticket sales is www.brownpapertickets/events/1586555. And if you are a Facebook user, these links will be posted on Dr. Howard's page and mine as well.
Okay. You can find my page listed up under Joseph Howard Sr., that's J-O-S-E-P-H-H-O-W-A-R-D Sr. And Dr. Handy, what is your Facebook page located under?
Simply my name, Monica Handy.
Okay, so those are two very simple Facebook pages that you'll be able to connect with. Also, we'd like you to, at your convenience, look up www.cootw.com. And this is our major website for Coming Out of the Wilderness LLC. And we cover a lot of ground. We cover literary works. We're new in the worship arts area, but we believe it's something that's going to be very powerful, and it's starting with this awesome drama, and we're looking to take the play not just in the Chicago area, but we would love to see it move on to other areas such as Philadelphia and D.C., ATL, as well as coming out to the west in Phoenix and Los Angeles, possibly stopping along the way in Dallas and in Houston, Texas. So this is our vision. This is what we want to see go forth. We want to see it happen. We want to make people aware of the dangers of domestic violence and abuse, because certainly I can witness to that in my time growing up as a child. Domestic violence and abuse was something that was swept under the rug. It was something that was not talked about by many adults. It was basically hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil. And so, but in today's time, certainly our society has, we've learned and we've evolved to the point where there are organizations out there that women can go to for help and seek counseling, as well as men, because there are men as well who have been abused and assaulted under the umbrella of domestic violence and abuse. So keeping that in mind, we just want to bring this, we think it's a very powerful, very poignant issue. We think this, quote, we're biased, but of course we think the story is something that will bring hope and certainly impart upon each and every individual who witnesses it that there's hope, there's help, and God is still on the throne. So having said that, we just want to talk to you about the dangers of domestic violence and abuse. Keeping in mind, you'd be surprised that you probably have a coworker or somebody that you're close to, maybe even a relative that's been victimized by this this tragic phenomenon that is racing across this country, and people just simply choose not to talk about it. And that's part of what we want to do in the next few weeks. We want to open it up so people can tell their story. Of course, you don't have to give your name, but you can call in and tell your story, and just in some ways we believe that will help. That will help others to understand that they're not the only ones going through. In fact, some people who might be work in close proximity to each other or come together at some point in time during their lives, they may be going through the exact same thing, but because nobody wants to talk about it, it stays hidden. But I would just like to say that is a very that's a more dangerous situation, keeping it to yourself. So our call-in number is 347-850-8562. That's 347-850-8562. And if you don't get with us on today, we certainly would want you to keep us in mind for next time. We'll be on every Friday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. in Mountain Time, which would be 10 a.m. in Central Time, which would be 11 a.m. Eastern Time. So we want you to call in, and we'll just open up the show where we'll take callers and let them share. Maybe they have questions to ask concerning the book, concerning the stage play. And again, we're just believing God. We're trusting in Him that God would certainly take this script and take this manuscript and just take it to where it needs to be, and that's before the people, so they would be able to benefit from this. And in writing it, it's a bearing of one's soul. It's the bearing of one's life. It's transparency. Up close and personal, it can be raw and it can be real, but we just want you to be aware of, again, this is sickness and this cancer that goes across the country. So we thank God for you. We want you to come back next time. Dr. Handy, do you have something to say in closing?
I think that you covered it all. No, I don't have anything to add.
Okay, well, we want to thank our listeners for coming on board this morning. This will be archived, so we want you just to listen to this through the week and just enjoy it. Well, we thank you again for being part of the Coming Out of the Wilderness Entertainment Radio Show. I'm Dr. Joseph Howard of Phoenix, Arizona, and the lovely and vivacious Dr. Monica Denise Handy of Chicago, Illinois. Be blessed.